Today on the On Track podcast, we'll talk about whether science and faith can mix. Do you have to choose one or the other? Let's talk about it. Welcome to On Track, where we help Christians to hold to your faith, stay the course, and finish the race. Do you have to choose science or faith? Common sayings in our day are things like, science is the opposite of faith. Or, you can choose to have blind faith, or you can believe in science. Have you been tempted to buy into this? If so, hang with me, because I'm going to help you see that this is far from the case. If someone tells you this, the first thing you need to ask is, what do you mean by science? And what do you mean by faith? If someone is making a claim like this, it's likely they're viewing science as more of a worldview, one centered on secular humanism. It's also likely they view faith, or religion, or belief in God in general, as a willingness to believe something in spite of clear evidence to the contrary, like sticking your finger in your ears and yelling, "I can't hear you." But if this is the case, they're mistaken on both definitions. Here's the dictionary's definition of science. Systematic knowledge of the physical or material world gained through observation and experimentation. I'll read that again. Systematic knowledge of the physical or material world gained through observation and experimentation. Did you catch that? Knowledge of the physical or material world. And such knowledge is only gained through observation and experimentation. In other words, science is a study of the material world. It deals only with the things we can observe and test. It's a tool to help us learn more about how our world works. What it is not is a philosophy, but that's the way it's often used. Science can help us understand the world as it has been created, to know how things work or accurately predict events. But it can only go so far. Science is limited to what we experience with our five senses. It cannot say, for example, that it's certain nothing beyond this material world exists, because that can't be observed and tested. This is important to remember. You make conclusions or assumptions based on what you can observe. Those conclusions can be right or wrong. But the discipline of science is not truth in and of itself. It's merely a process to help lead you to truth. Why do I say that? Because you may have noticed that people are fallible. We often get things wrong. For example, at one time, doctors thought a good remedy for illness was to use leeches to suck out someone's bad blood. We used to believe the Earth was the center of the universe. We thought the COVID vaccines would keep you from getting or spreading the virus. And I need not tell you about the whole belief in a flat Earth. In each case, people drew conclusions from what they were able to study and observe and test. It's just that their conclusions were incorrect. For them to say, "Science says this," would have obviously been wrong as well. We're constantly getting things wrong. And the process of science can help us course correct if we're humble enough to admit that we were wrong, and then use it to help us find out where we were wrong. Now let's look at the second thing in the conversation that needs a definition, faith. The way some define faith is the classic straw man argument. Cast your opponent's view in a completely distorted way, and then knock it down. Faith is not a blind belief. Far from it. Faith says, while I may not have all the answers, I trust the conclusion I've drawn is correct. Here's an example. By using science, we can observe that it seems very likely the universe had a beginning. But none of us were there at the beginning. We obviously can't observe it now. Thus, we must decide how we believe the universe came into being. The atheist can say it began with an explosion of matter by an unknown cause, but that it was strictly an accident guided by random chance. A person of faith can say it makes more sense given the laws of physics, the breathtaking complexity of life, and our innate sense of right and wrong that a powerful and moral being created the universe. In both cases, the atheist and the believer are making a conclusion on faith. You could say that scientists exercise faith in the conclusions they draw from using science. Well, that's different, you might say. That may be faith in the technical sense, but it's faith with evidence. To which I say, precisely. I heard this example from Tim Barnett recently. He's part of the Stand to Reason organization founded by apologist Greg Kokel, who's one of my favorite authors. If we were to examine a crime scene, to look at the evidence, in an attempt to find the person responsible, and we were told at the outset, you cannot find anyone over 6 feet tall responsible. That's not allowed. What would you think? You might say, well, that seems rather unfair. What if the guilty party is over 6 feet tall? How do you know he or she is not? See, by ruling out even the possibility before you get started, you're not pursuing the facts wherever they may lead. Likewise, if you rule out the possibility of a divine creator at the outset, you're letting your presuppositions, dare I say your faith, rule your investigation. Science is limited. I cannot say this enough, because so many people make a philosophical statement and claim it is science. What do I mean? Statements like, if science cannot verify something, it's not true. What's the immediate problem here? Science cannot verify that claim, so it does not withstand its own premise. Science can lead us to learn new information, and from that information, we must make conclusions. Conclusions about how things work, about how we can solve problems, treat diseases, build buildings. But the conclusions we draw can be, as we said earlier, wrong. This was an issue I took with some of the public health information during the COVID pandemic, because often what they thought was true, especially early on, turned out not to be. We learned more things over the course of time and changed our minds on some things. But to hear them say we were working from what we knew at the time, quite frankly, is disingenuous. You were working from conclusions you drew from the information available at the time. But then you also tried to silence others who drew different conclusions from the same data, including those who were right when you were wrong. When it became more obvious they were right, you shrugged and hid behind, we were just following the science. That's not science. That's hubris. Both the atheist scientist and the Christian scientist both look at the same data, and from that, reach very different conclusions. Why is that? A big reason is their own presuppositions. If you don't want to find God, you're likely going to conclude that He doesn't exist, or at least that we can't know if He exists. Likewise, if you do believe in God, you're going to find evidence of Him. Christians believe that God created the entirety of the universe, and science is the study of that creation, which means that science will only lead us back to Him. One other interesting thing to note, the discipline of science and the scientific method was primarily founded by God-fearing people. Your science books are littered with the names of Christians who wrote a good deal on theology in addition to science. What drove them to study the world as they did was a belief that it was orderly and governed by laws, because they believed in a lawgiver. Look in the Science Hall of Fame and you'll see names like Nicholas Copernicus, Francis Bacon, Galileo, Lord Kelvin, Johannes Kepler, Sir Isaac Newton, Blaise Pascal, and Gregor Mendel, Robert Boyle, considered the founder of modern chemistry, or James Clerk Maxwell, considered by many the third most important physicist next to Newton and Einstein. Speaking of Sir Isaac Newton, he once said, "This most beautiful system of the sun, planets, and comets could only proceed from the counsel and domination of an intelligent and powerful being." Author Dr. Jeff Myers said in his book, Truth Changes Everything, according to historian and sociologist Rodney Stark, of the 52 active scientists who made the most significant contributions during the scientific revolution, only one was an atheist. Modern science did not rise in rebellion against God. It rose to applaud Him. Someone may protest, we've learned so much over the years through science. We've learned vastly more about how the universe works that we don't need a supernatural force to explain it. A so-called God of the gaps, if you will. That is, whatever we can't explain, we attribute to the divine. Really? Let me illustrate the fallacy of that with a story. And let me warn you, this story's a bit silly, so hang with me. There once was a group of mice who lived within a piano. They used to love to hear the master pianist play. Until one day, one of them ventured out a little farther into the piano, and what he saw shocked him. He went back and told his companions, "There is no grand piano player. The sound we hear is from these little mallets that fall against strings." The mice changed everything they believed about there being a grand pianist. Okay, I told you it was silly. We may know a lot more about how the universe is designed, but none of that will ever explain away the need for a designer. I look at the unbelievable complexities of our world that science has uncovered, and I wonder, how does this not drive more people to believe in God? Indeed, the heavens declare the glory of God, the famous psalm says, and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they reveal knowledge. So don't fall for the argument that says you have to choose faith in God or science. And when you ask someone to define what they mean by faith and science, you may find what they call science really isn't. Thanks for listening to On Track. For more, visit our website at keeponTrack.org.